Chef Frank Supply.
Hi, is Brad in?
This is.
Hey, Brad, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Ruben. How are you doing?
Crazy day. I'm sorry for delay getting back to you. How can I help you out?
Well, I wanted to send over, I got somebody doing a new restaurant, and I wanted to get an application and send it over to you.
Sure.
And but I didn't see the application on the on your website.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I can get one to you.
That'd be great.
All right. I can also just contact your customer if you want me to start the process.
I can do that.
How much funding is your customer looking for?
It's a pretty big project. We have about $250,000 in hard assets, and then we're looking to, you know, do some soft stuff like small wares and possibly some installation into that number. It is a new operation, but the finance, you know, there's some solid people behind it.
Okay. So what was the cost again? Your lines kind of fade.
Say that again.
What is the cost again? The order?
I have like $250,000 worth of stuff, of like hard stuff, and then we're hoping to roll some, you know, small wares and stuff into that. I didn't know how you guys worked that.
We can. I mean, do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, go ahead.
So with your with your customer, do they own any existing restaurants or any businesses, or is this a brand new project?
Well, they own the developer owns the building.
Okay.
And they I mean, I can send you all of their information. So I mean, the restaurant group is fairly well experienced. They've opened a lot of hotels and stuff like that, and then they're backed by the person who owns the building is the part owner of the restaurant entity.
Okay.
So they seem pretty solid to me. I've been working on this project for about 8 months now, and so they're ready to get moving here, but they're trying to get a dollar amount on a lease term so they can finish their budget.
You know, I'll tell you, I've done a lot of work for Excel dealers. I've done a lot of startups, but these deals can either be dreaming people. Like, these conversations, I talk to the customer for 3 minutes, and it's either you kind of figure out if you can help them out or not. Because if they're a pure startup and they don't own existing businesses, it's going to be difficult. I'm just telling you up front. Mm-hmm. We're one of the few. I do startups a lot, and a lot of reasons people come to me is most startups are getting like 12 grand. So I would honestly suggest me hopping on the phone with them, kind of asking them some questions and then telling them realistically what I could do so I don't waste your time. That's just my thoughts.
Okay. Well, let me...
Or you can give them my number. You can give them my number. My name is Ruben. My extension is 114. And, you know, I can answer any questions they have.
Okay. You want me to do that or you want me to give you their number?
Whatever you think is best. I think we probably need to call them. I can call them and ask them some questions.
Okay. That would be great. Let me look up a number for you here real quick.
Okay.
His name is Ken Joseph.
Okay.
It's 505.
Okay.
660-5146. No charge amount. Email is ken@luna, L-U-N-A, Santa, S-A-N-T-A, Fe, F-E.com.
Okay. I'll give him a holler.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds good. And I'm going to call him right now and let him know that you're going to be reaching out to him.
Perfect. I'll call him in 5 minutes.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks a lot, Ruben. I appreciate you calling me back.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.